views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
WPLQ. Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Today, I'm excited, we're going to talk about how you can access your Akashic records and learn what they are and all that with Lisa Barnett. And Lisa is the founder of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. She has already helped thousands of people around the globe find greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, and health by aligning with their soul's path, realizing their soul contracts, and breaking out of constricting patterns. And we all have our patterns, so there'll be, you know, some great tools that she'll be offering today to how to break out of them. Lisa is an internationally respected Akashic Record Master, guide, and transformational teacher with more than 20 years' experience showing other people how to access their Akashic Records. She uses a dynamic and powerful shortcut to the Akashic Field to heal people's emotional scars, clear soul contracts, and walk your own true path. She has a new book out, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, where she has gathered all of her most effective techniques, strategies, and wisdom. So you can do it yourself now. And you can look at her website at www.akashicknowing.com. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Well, I want you to start first with your story because I'm all about women's stories. And, you know, so how did this come to you to start working with Akashic Records? And when did you know this would be your soul's calling?
Well, you know, my path has been really a whole life path. So my first realization when I was about 3 years old, and my memory of it, I don't know how completely real it is, but my memory is something like looking at my hands and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm trapped in a body. And I said to my mother, I want to go back. I want to go home. And I know that part of what triggered it also was, imagine, you know, that a three-year-old trying to communicate. And the truth is that every one of us are really ancient, expansive, multidimensional souls. So here I am as this little baby trying to communicate, trying to tell them something. I have no clue as to what. But the frustration and the realization that I am not any longer this expansive, you know, energy field that I could literally picture in my mind's eye. So the interesting thing was, there's a memory also from that time of being in like an etheric body and standing energetically communicating with two other souls in this very etheric realm and thinking, oh my God, what am I doing in a body? So I started out kind of frustrated, for lack of a better way to say it. But I was very blessed because I grew up in California in the late 60s, early 70s. I was a teenager then, and there was lots of great information and books coming out. So Baba Ram Dass wrote, you know, Be Here Now, and Transcendental Meditation was turning into, you know, a big thing, and Carlos Castaneda and his whole shamanic trip was, you know, out in the world. So there was lots of things to read that for me were very validating. And that was just a huge blessing that I received validation on what I was realizing, knowing to be the truth of myself as a soul. And, you know, the greater world, reincarnation and past lives. And I could read about all of these things, and I was saved probably by being able to think, you know, I guess I'm not just crazy. All these other great yogis and teachers have talked about it in the past. So, you know, that's where my path started 55 years ago. And, you know, like most people's paths, you know, it was up and down. I sometimes think, gosh, if I had just gone forward from there, I was a very wise 18-year-old. I was minoring in philosophy in college, but a couple of my best friends died, and it triggered a real anger with, you know, Source, with God, with, you know, divinity. And I thought, I don't care what I came to do. I'm out of here. I'm not doing it. So my ego, my personality, my humanity took over. And I went down a corporate path for about 15 years, which I can't say is, you know, was not a bad thing. I spent 15 years in advertising. I made a choice, and I said, I'm going to go to work and have a good time and travel and see the world and, you know, have some fun. And I literally did just that. So I have to say, you know, kind of blessed all along the way, although it had its, you know, traumas and dramas and ups and downs and such. But it wasn't until I was in my mid-30s and actually, you know, kind of realizing I was, you know, pretty sick with chronic fatigue that I realized I needed to slow down and ask some other kinds of questions, like, you know, what did I come here to do? And what am I ignoring that's creating this, you know, dis-ease in my body? And so that kind of started my, my second layer of my spiritual path in my life. And it was really then that I started to study, and I studied intuitive healing, you know, energy healing. I did psychic intuitive readings for years. And the thing that was fascinating for me was I knew about the Akashic Records, but what I was taught was that you could, after you did a bunch of, you know, like a psychic reading and a healing, you would go up to the person's gate or door of their Akashic Records. You were not allowed to go in, and you could ask the masters of the records, the beings of light that keep the person's records, for information and energy for that client. And I would always do that. So I would go up, and my image was of standing in front of this big wrought iron gate, and there were the stone steps and this big stone library, and there was this wizard standing on the stairs. And I would say, please, sir, can my client now have some Akashic wisdom and energy now that we've cleared a bunch of old stuff for them? And I would see, I'm pretty visual, so I would see, you know, a beautiful waterfall, sparkling energy, books come down, you know, whatever it was, you know, flowers, hearts, you know, just kind of energetic symbols coming down into the person's body. And I'd always say thank you, and that was great. And that went on for years and years, and every once in a while I'd really hear kind of a big voice that would give me amazing information, really expansive, multi-layered information about a client. And I never knew who it was I was speaking to. And it really took me years to realize that through my intention, through the work I was doing by going up to the records and asking for help and information for my clients, that I was literally connecting into the Akashic Records. But I was taught that I didn't get to go there. So I didn't ever cross my mind that they were literally speaking to me. And it literally wasn't until I met someone when I was on a personal retreat myself in Sedona that someone said to me, you know, you can open the Akashic Records and get information for yourself. And I said, really? I was told you couldn't do that. So so I got an Akashic record reading that lasted for hours, and finally the Akashic lords and masters teachers had my ear, and they went on for about 3 hours and told me a million things, and I was supposed to write all these books and help bring this work back to the world and travel to Peru and reclaim past life information and all sorts of, you know, pretty big and amazing stuff. And I just thought, wow, that was crazy, but good.
Yeah,
so,
well, quite a journey.
That was my big opening. That changed my life. That Akashic record reading changed my life, because all of a sudden I had this realization I could access this realm. This realm has been trying to connect to me for over 5 years. They've been kind of yelling at me and giving me information and showing me healing energy, and I just was being kind of oblivious there with my little blinders on.
Well, do you think that's with all of us, that actually it's more accessible, and if we just had the right ears for it, we could actually hear these messages or the Akashic records calling out to us, like, hey, we're here, use us, and that we're just sort of, you know, it's a training, like, we're not consciously aware of it. It's not something we're attuned to listen to.
Right, absolutely. I absolutely believe that that's true, you know, so there's a couple things. A lot of people do access their Akashic records, and they just don't know who they're talking to. A lot of people, you know, access their own divine intuition, their higher self, their guidance, their angels, there's healing masters and guides. There's lots of not embodied, you know, souls that are here to help us also. So there's lots of guidance. But first, we have to open to the fact that it's possible.
That stops us more than anything, that belief that this is impossible. Well, we're going to need to take a break right now. This is Chris Stainens listening to Voices Women. We'll come back and talk more with Lisa Barnett, find out more about the Akashic Records.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm with Lisa Barnett. She has this new book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. So you're giving your story of kind of what you went through to reach this place to be able to access the Akashic Records and listen to these beings or whoever talking to you. So why don't you explain for the audience what the Akashic Records are?
Absolutely. That's always a good idea, because people hear the words, but often I get that they don't really know what that is. So the way I see the Akashic Records is as your soul's library. So if you imagine that your soul is ancient and wise and expansive and has been journeying through the galaxies, through the planets, planes, and dimensions, has lived hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives here on Earth, you literally have enough information to have your own library. And that's why it's kind of a fun and easy way to talk about the Akashic Record as your soul's library. And the really beautiful piece is that each person has their very own librarians. So there are Akashic lords, masters, teachers, and beings of light. So many beings, divine source energy beings, that keep your Akashic record. And because it's filled with information also about your soul contract, karma you want to finish, choices you've made in this life that are connected to other lives, or karma we'd like to complete or clear. So there is just about everything you've ever thought or been or done anywhere is recorded in your Akashic record. So amazing, just like going to the library, amazing font of information that can support your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great to have that resource, and especially when, you know, to discover that like you did. Well, and you have mentioned, like, you know, one of the things to discover in this area is, you know, a person's soul path or purpose. And in using the Akashic Records, how do you know that you're on the right path? I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, question that, or they go through different transitions. You know, like, I'm going through a new one now. You know, I feel like I've had five during my life. And then you're always sort of, well, am I on the right path? Because everything always keeps changing, of course.
Right, which is, you know, which really is beautiful. And I always say, wouldn't we be bored if we only had one path, right? So the interesting thing with our soul path and soul contracts is that we really write hundreds of them. So one of the ways I kind of describe our soul's path is it's connected to your soul lineage. And that's kind of an unusual word, so I'll explain the definition that I get from the Akashic Master. So if you imagine that you've had, you know, 500 lives here on Earth, and imagine that in 30 or 50 even of those lives, you've had very spiritual lives. Some of them you've been a nun or a priest or a monk or a guru, or maybe you were just a Tibetan lama meditating in a cave. Or then there's the other lives in which you were holding that energy in space, and some you were very active. So maybe you were doing some form of energetic healing, or maybe you were an acupuncturist, or even a midwife in the Middle Ages. You were birthing babies and making herbal tinctures. So your soul path may be very much about bringing a lot of that information and wisdom forward in the world again today. So as an example, that could show up in three different careers for a person. So maybe early on a person is studying philosophy and studying religion, and maybe they actually even go on and go and get a Master's of Divinity. Maybe they actually become a minister or a priest. And then at some point, maybe they decide they actually want to go back to school and do something that has more to do with healing. And they go back and decide they're going to study acupuncture and bring, you know, the medicinal part into the world, or become a midwife again. Or, you know, I mean, so we often do more than one. It shows up as more than one job, right? So I always say that our soul purpose is not a job description. It's more of an expansive energy. And all the time you're doing this, you're holding a grand, bright, high vibration of love for humanity. And you're doing that in every way, with your family and your friends. You're doing it, you know, in your everyday life. So, you know, right there, you end up taking all of those lives and the wisdom that you've learned throughout time, and you're bringing it here into the present in many different ways. So some of our contracts and purposes are sometimes about parenting, bringing new souls or ancient new souls to the world and teaching them a higher, you know, wisdom, guiding and sharing with them. Or it might be part of our path is about finishing and clearing some old karma, some old lessons we didn't learn that we really want to finish up so we can keep moving forward at a accelerated pace. And sometimes that, you know, looks like having some really challenging relationships in our life or some, you know, big problems or traumas in our life. So I always say, you know, we're these big, ancient, expansive beings, and we would really be bored if we just kind of came and did one thing.
Well, I would be. I'm always for change. Well, and
right.
I wonder when you're saying that, you know, does it carry from lifetime to lifetime? Because we're talking about even, you know, accessing, finding about your past lives. Is there a thread of, you know, the commonality in all these past lives? Or do we kind of do different things because of the lessons needed to be learned that were, just because we're here this lifetime doesn't mean we were before? Or do you see common things?
You know, what I would say is that, again, because we've lived, you know, I mean, I'm sure in the first 5, 10, 20, 50 lives, we're probably mixing it up a pretty lot. But as we become older souls, we find there are callings that our soul has. And so there are many people whose calling is to share wisdom, and that may show up as being a teacher. You might be a third grade teacher, or you might be a teacher, as I would consider myself a teacher. So even my realization of teaching was funny because my mother was a third grade teacher. And when I was told kind of in the bigger picture that you've come to be a communicator and a teacher, I always said, no, I haven't. You know, I mean, my mom was the teacher. I'm not. And then years later, I found that I was called to start a school and teach people how to access their own Akashic records, which is, of course, a whole heck of a lot different than teaching a third grader, but it's part and parcel. So we do have these big kind of soul drives that again and again and again, you know, so you might even call that, you know, as I'm the professor or a person is a teacher, or some people are oracles and guides, so they really come to channel and communicate information, or they come to be the healer or the parent, the mother, the father, you know, the archetypical parent. And so we do have bigger, you know, kind of those bigger archetypes that we fit into. And so often our soul path will look a little bit more like an archetype. But what I'll notice is that people are doing it. So sometimes I'll have someone who comes to me and maybe they're working in IT for a computer company, but part of their big path is really about being a teacher. And what they realize when I say that is that they're always teaching. They're sharing love. They're teaching people a higher way to see the world. They may be teaching people in their job how to work with their computer, as well as, you know, how to relax and let go and make it fun and easy, right? So there's, as you start to look at their life in different facets, you start to see the teacher showing up. So we do mix it up. There's no doubt that, you know, I'm sure I've been a farmer in there probably, you know. We have all sorts of kind of crazy lives because we do come to do it all. But that's not as much of our soul path. We do want to learn and grow and try everything. but our bigger soul lineages are the lifetimes that we've strung together. I see it almost like a beautiful pearl necklace. So you have this beautiful necklace of being a teacher that's got 20 or 30 of these beautiful pearls, which would be lifetimes in which you were the teacher and you were conscious and aware as a teacher in life. And so that string of pearls I call your soul lineage. And now in this time and day and age, I'm seeing a lot of people coming forward to bring their strength, their soul lineage, their gifts forward to humanity.
Well, I'm bringing all that from all the lives that you've lived, bringing it all together. Yeah, because we're really at a time where these gifts need to be brought forward.
Right, absolutely.
Well, and I was just going to ask you about soul lineage and how that impacts people. So is there anything else that you want people to know about the soul lineage?
Well, you know, the thing, kind of a fun thought is that we have quite a few. So the Akashic Masters show me, like, each person has that little drawer filled with pearl necklaces, or maybe not filled, but you might have 3 or 4 or 5 different pearl necklaces. So different times where you've been very, you know, on your path, on task, creating a very strong, clear lineage. So you have more than one necklace, right? Pearl necklace. And so when I wrote my book, I accessed that soul lineage in which I had been a communicator and a writer and an author. So we can access these, bring them forward to use and utilize them in our life today. So blending my soul
that's
lineage.
Great, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just saying that's great to know that, you know, to access, to go back and recapture some past life gifts and bring it forward now, and because you wanted to write a book. So there you are. Well, we're going to take another break. This is Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk more about the Akashic Records with Lisa Barnett.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking about the Akashic Records. So, Lisa, can you give your website? And I know you have some free gifts and things and where people can buy your book.
Absolutely. Thank you. So my main website is akashicknowing.com. So that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, akashicknowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G.com. And people can find out more about Akashic consultations. So I do readings and healings for clients, and I do a lot of, you know, work which we sometimes refer to as soul retrieval. We can talk more about later, and, you know, clearing old blocks and helping us to really get, you know, get unstuck so people can move forward in this, you know, expanding, quickening energy. So that, and about classes, different products, home study classes, all there at Akashic Knowing. And then if you're interested in looking into my book, which is The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, and it's literally a how-to book. You can learn how to access your own Akashic Records reading, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. So that website with three free gifts for you is theinfinitewisdom.com. So pretty simple title, but you have to remember the V, theinfinitewisdom.com. And there is the forgiveness prayer, which is an amazing prayer the Akashic Masters have given us to help clear and release karma from this life or other lives. It's a very profound and energetically healing prayer. There is a 20-page ebook, which is called something like Questions About the Akashic Record Answered. So all the questions I've been asked over the years about the Akashic Records and how to use them and what are they and can I do this or that with them, 20 pages of answers in there for you. And then the third gift is a guided meditation, which helps you to expand your soul signature symbol out into the world and connect to whatever it is you intend and desire to connect to. So if it's more clients, or if it's a life partner, or just friends, or maybe a new job, a new house, you can literally expand your soul symbol, which is the highest essence of you, out into the world so people can find and connect to you. So that's a video that you can also watch. So all those gifts are there for you at theinfinitewisdom.com.
Oh, great. Yeah, those sound wonderful. So you mentioned soul retrieval. And also before, we've talked a little bit about soul contract. So let's go a little bit into what, you know, what it is to have a soul contract and how that affects us in our lifetime now.
Yeah, so, you know, what I find happens is is that, you know, everything is very interconnected. So the Akashic Masters give us they're very funny because they're just pure divine source energy, beings of light, joy and love. So they give me these silly stories, and hence kind of why I laugh a lot, is just that's the vibration. So when you learn to access your Akashic Records, you really learn to kind of move into this high vibration and hang out in pure love and happiness and joy. It's really a beautiful tool to have for your everyday life. But the way they explain soul contracts is that when we decide as a soul to come back to Earth to have a life, we make a plan. We really are pretty intense souls, you know, with an intention to learn and to grow. And so we say, okay, I have some old karma I need to clear. I want to learn that lesson and be done with it once and for all. And I'd like to have some soul contracts. I think I'd like to maybe have some children. I think I'd like to be married, you know, at least once. And maybe we'll mix it up and, while we're writing those soul contracts, we'll finish some old karma over here and, you know, we'll create some new contracts over there. And so it's really interesting to me, a soul contract. So here we are. Imagine all of these souls gathered together in a big gymnasium. Remember, like when you were in high school, those gyms with the squeaky wooden floors they played basketball in. This is kind of the image the Akashic Masters give me. So here you've got 500 people jammed into a gym, and everybody is going back to Earth, and everybody's looking for people to know, to work with, to learn from, to guide, to support them, to people to support, to be of service to, et cetera, et cetera. So lots going on in this busy, you know, squeaky gym. So here you are. Just imagine you say, I'd like to go and get married. And, you know, five people raise their hands, and you look at them and you say, okay, I'll write five soul contracts for intimate partners. If I marry you, I remember we had some really great past lives together, really easy, great marriage. That would be nice. I'd like that. We'll support each other. That'll be beautiful. And then here's another person who says, remember in that lifetime where I drowned and we didn't get to finish our marriage? How about if we get married again and we have a full, long life together? Well, that sounds good. So we'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll finish some old karma and we'll have this nice life partner. And maybe there's a couple of other people who say, you know, we never finished that life. Remember where we died from the plague? And so we literally have all of these different souls with some different issues. And we say, okay, we'll write these different contracts because we are beings of free will. So we don't really know from that time to this time where we're going to live, what we may be doing, what we've learned already and don't need to complete anymore. So we write a variety of contracts. Some of them come to fruition. Some of them don't. Sometimes we might pick a parent to finish some old karma with. So we may have one parent that we really feel connected to and one parent that we just kind of don't get at all, or maybe that parent is mean to us or doesn't see us or we have some emotional issues with. And really, if we look at the Akashic Records, the soul contracts, and the bigger picture, what we came to learn and grow around is about clearing some emotional pain. It may be about supporting that person, whether we can do it or not. It may be about completing some karma where we mistreated them in another life, and now we've agreed to be mistreated in this life. And so part of the piece that completes a lot of this old karma and brings us to the place of learning and growing and equanimity and love is literally forgiveness. And this is one of the reasons that I offer the forgiveness prayer as part of my free gift, is because the Akashic Masters want everyone in the world to learn about and practice forgiveness. When we can forgive that person for whatever it is they've done, when we can forgive ourselves for whatever it is we believe we've done, and we can come into alignment with unconditional and divine love, know that that soul is always a divine soul, no matter how they're outpicturing in the world today, no matter how mean they are. You may never see them again. That may be the highest and best thing for you, safety-wise. But you can still forgive them, learn and grow around forgiveness and divine energy and karma and maybe whatever it is that the lessons you came to learn. And as you move forward, it allows you to grow as a soul. So Soul contracts can be about supporting someone. It can be about completing karma. It can be about the contracts to have families, whether it's us having families and children or about us being someone's child or sibling. Sometimes we pick a family because we want to be born to that grandmother or to that aunt, and we don't have a very strong soul connection to the parents themselves. So it can be really interesting as we start to realize why our families, our lives kind of show up and outpicture the way they're showing up and appearing in our lives. So what I find is that when we look into our own Akashic records, it helps us to see the big picture and to realize a lot of truth about what we may have considered challenges or issues or traumas in our life. And again, in this vibration of source and love, we can heal, clear, and release a lot of that old energy so that we can move forward with greater ease and grace.
Yeah, and there's so much, you know, that we get impacted by so much in our life, and then it keeps us kind of locked into this pattern. And if we realize, like, hey, this is something to heal and clear and have forgiveness around, allows you to move into that new stage in your life, you know, about letting go of these things that don't serve us anymore, but you have to understand what they come from and the whys. And so a lot of this information will help, sounds like would help people understand where this, you know, why they have this relationship and all that. Well, we're going to take another break, and this is Chris Stanis with Voices of Women, and we'll come back and finish up our talk with Lisa Barnett.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. So I'm talking with Lisa Barnett, and we've just been talking about the Akashic Records and the soul contracts that we make with people before we come here. And so, Lisa, you know, it also relates to a soul retrieval. And so if you could share about that and how that relates to all this work with the Akashic Records and
contracts. So the Akashic Records, the reason I love them is because they are so expansive, really, you know, the infinite wisdom of who you have been as a soul from time immemorial. And what we find is that very often what happens is we'll have a block or something that stops us in our lives. So what I see with a lot of my students and clients is that they love to be healers, they love to share their information or their message, but they're afraid to like speak in public or get out there in the world. They're just kind of afraid to be seen. And what I notice when I do Akashic readings for them is that there are many, many different past lives that in which they've either been killed for speaking their truth. Some of them have been killed as witches or burned at the stake. There's many lives where women have been very disempowered. And so when we have that happen in our lives, we often carry that pain, that kind of physical pain, that emotional traumatic pain forward into this life. And so there's a part of our soul that says, you know, it's not safe to go out there and say I'm a healer. Somebody's going to come along and kill me. So what I find is in the Akashic Records is that we can literally go back outside of time and space because it really doesn't exist. We travel back in time to those lifetimes in which we were killed for speaking our truth. And we can clear that pain, that trauma, that physical pain, the emotional pain, all of that of being killed numerous times for speaking your truth, for being an energy healer, for, you know, being called a witch and drowned or whatever your story is, right? And when we clear that, it opens the energy, it releases those blocks. We can then literally fold time. So we retrieve the wisdom and the knowledge you had from those past lives, and you can bring it into the present life. And it may not show up like, oh, now I know how to be an acupuncturist because I was that then, but you may have a great propensity and just that expansive almost memory of Chinese medicine, of being able to say, oh, maybe I'd like to go back and do that because, yeah, I kind of remember that. That's great. So what we're literally doing is retrieving soul information so we can use and utilize it today. So it's a great, powerful technique. So both sides of it, clearing the blocks, clearing and releasing the old fear and trauma so that we can access and retrieve that soul information and wisdom and use it now. And so that's what I call and do for soul retrieval. And one of the great things that I love to teach my students and you can learn a little bit about in The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, my new book about learning to access your own Akashic Records and the sacred prayers for healing and the access prayers that we've been given so that we can access our own Akashic wisdom and empower ourselves by being divinely guided every day.
Yeah, yes. And so in the book, and you talk about prayer lineages, and so you might want to share about that, because there's different prayers that you have that's been given to you that you're sharing in your book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was really interesting. When I learned to access the records, there was one vibrational prayer that would open the records. And then I worked with that prayer for years, and the Akashic Masters then said to me, "You're very galactic. You have many soul lineages, many galactic, you're a galactic traveler, and so we're going to give you numerous Akashic access prayers to share with the world, because so many people are, you know, from other places, planes and dimensions." So the Akashic Masters gave me seven different access prayers. I call the prayers that open the Akashic record access prayers, compared to there's a dozen healing prayers that I've been given that I teach people in classes. And so the prayer lineages are connected to different planets, such as the Pleiades and the dog star Sirius and Arcturus and Orion. And there's one that really is connected to the galactic traveler, because the traveler is one who's been to most or all of those places. It is very kind of expansive. And so in the book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, I offer three of these prayers. So if you feel connected to Sirius, which is also connected to the Egyptian gods and the dolphins and whales, because there's Sirius A and Sirius B. So the Sirian prayer relates to that planet. The Arcturian prayer relates to Arcturus, which was an amazing planet in which people became enlightened in their lifetime while living on the planet. So there's many Arcturians here teaching and showing us the way of love and forgiveness to help us to open our hearts and awaken also as a group, as humanity, as well as the Pleiadian prayer. And that the Pleiades is related, also known as the Seven Sisters, is related to the Mayans. And it's believed that when the Mayans left, they went back to the Pleiades. And they also held much of the Akashic energy here on Earth. And so when they left 1,000 years ago, they literally pulled the Akashic vibration away from the planet, because it was being misused by people in the Dark Ages and Middle Ages. So lots of kind of information about the records of the planet.
Well, it's fascinating. Well, do you have one last piece of advice for people to help in their daily lives in our last minute here?
You know, let me just do a really quick healing prayer to align us all. So Spirit, okay. Source, Universe, please show me what it feels like to be the highest, brightest, most expansive and aligned self that I can be today. Please open my heart to know the truth of my divinity and allow me to receive all the good that is within and without. Please guide me to be clearly on my soul path and abundant in all ways with ease and grace. And so it is. Blessed be.
And so it is. Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, since everybody can check out her website, akashicknowing.com, get her free books at, it's at the book, theinfinitewisdom.com has her three free Akashic gifts, and one I remember you saying it was a meditation. It sounds wonderful. So be sure to check those out. And for my ending, I just want to remind people, if you're in Seattle and you need a day for self-care, compassion, come to our Sacred Pampering Day. There are still tickets. Go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, look under programs, and you'll see down below a list of things, and there'll be the Sacred Pampering link, and you can register. There's still some spaces. Just give that gift for yourself tomorrow. It's at the North Seattle College on this Saturday, tomorrow, from 9:30 to 5, and you can just order a morning ticket or an afternoon ticket. So it's great, and a great community atmosphere. So you can check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's also on Amazon, bestseller and award-winning book, and is inspirational stories and different, you know, divine feminine from many different angles, from different some of our speakers, from our artists and poets, and so a nice book to have on the divine feminine. So I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and we'll be back again next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.